FMR 101.3 FM. Turlough O'Carolan, known as the Last Bard of Ireland, was born in 1670 to a family of blacksmiths in County Meath. When he was 14, his family moved to Roscommon, where his father became the blacksmith to the MacDermot Roe family. It was here that O'Carolan's fortunes changed, for the lady of the house, Mary Fitzroy MacDermot Roe, recognised that he was a talented child and took him under her wing, educating him and encouraging his talent for poetry. Disaster struck when O'Carolan was 18. He fell seriously ill with smallpox. He survived, but he was left completely blind. Mary realised that the young man was sinking into a deep depression, and she sent for a harpist to teach him and to lift his spirits. O'Carolan was quick to learn, showing extraordinary talent for composing. When he was 21, Mary provided him with a guide, a horse and a harp, and sent him on his way to become a bard. O'Carolan travelled from place to place, staying with wealthy people and writing them songs called flanksties in exchange for their patronage. He was much in demand for events, and people would delay weddings and funerals if they knew that he could possibly join in with the music making. Much of O'Carolan's music is very traditional, but once he got to Dublin, his music changed, absorbing the fashionable influences of Vivaldi and Corelli. In 1738, the famous bard went back to visit his original patron, Mary MacDermot Roe. He was feeling ill at the time, and that got steadily worse. Mary sat by his bed during those last hours, and it was to her that he wrote his last words, thanking her for her generous care. He lies buried in the MacDermot Roe family crypt in Roscommon, and so famous was the bard that his wake lasted for 4 days. One of his pieces, Carolan's Concerto, is said to have been written as a response to a challenge by Gimignani, the Italian composer living in Dublin at the time. They had to compose the best piece in the shortest time frame. I'm not sure who won, but the Carolan Concerto became famous. It's not a concerto at all, but a cheerful bourrée. Here it is, arranged by Olivia Forez and performed by Daniel Hope and the Air Ensemble. That was Carolan's Concerto, played by Daniel Hope with the Air Ensemble.
FMR 101.3 FM.